Welcome to the Fanboy Factor Podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood J-Man. With me is our resident comic book historian, Brian Isaacs. Brian, how's it going, mate?
I am doing okay, though I have to say, before the show started, I got caught up watching The Big Bang Theory, and not only did it jump the shark, but turned the boat around and beat the shark to hell.
Didn't it jump the shark, like, I don't know, 10 years ago?
Yeah, it's got worse.
It didn't really.
Okay, I'm watching it out of habit, because it was just like, you know, we're about to start the show, it's only a half hour, I can't get into Gotham right now.
Yeah.
And it's just, we're running, my wife and I are running late, so we're stuck watching that. I'm just like, the two of us are looking at each other like, yeah, we're done.
Do you think it had to be worse than Gotham?
Yeah, it really was. It's just, I mean, most of the geeks I know are not happy with the show because it's just the way it paints us.
Yes.
But if my wife, who's not a geek, is saying the show sucks, then we know it's jumped the comedy shark.
Well, I've never seen it. Oh, wait, let me just say it. I've seen it in bits and pieces. I've never sat through a whole episode. Like you just said, I've never cared for the representation of our community. And yeah. Even though it's probably, you know, positive or whatever, I never got into it.
No, it really doesn't represent. It represents, see, the thing is it's nerds. It's not geeks.
Yeah, exactly.
We're geeks because we're not smart.
Exactly.
Nerds are smart and they collect comic books.
At least they got that going for them.
Yeah. We can get the girls, no problem.
Oh my god. So, but very excitingly, we got, all thanks to you, of course. I got to give credit where credit is due.
Thank you.
You got us a screener to the new Muppet Show, which. We're recording this Monday night, airs tomorrow, but will already be out by the time this gets published.
Yes.
So, long story short, we have seen the screener for The Muppets.
Yes, and we
pilot episode.
Yes, and we could really talk about it because this was a screener, not a sneak peek.
Yes. And actually, we probably can pretty much talk about it because it'll be
up and running by the time.
Yeah, right, because it's on tomorrow.
It's on tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, all right, so we can talk. Cool.
We just can't talk about the second episode.
Yeah, well, I didn't get to see the second episode, so yeah. I just saw the first. So, all in all, what did you think?
My first instinct was just like, okay, this is definitely not my Muppets.
Yes.
That was my first instinct, but yeah. I started to kind of get into it. It was just like the characters were kind of there. I kind of got into it, but at the same time, I'm just like, Gonzo makes fun of the documentary style.
Yeah.
That's one of the first jokes in the series.
Yeah.
But it's still a documentary style of show, but everything's like all about the Miss Piggy show.
Right. She's got like a talk show, a late night talk show.
Yeah. And Kermit is the producer.
Mm-hmm.
And then Fozzie's a warm up guy. And they have some other, you know, people and were doing writers and things, and it was interesting.
I felt like the heart of the Muppets was there.
Yeah,
I agree with you. There was things that I wasn't crazy about. I love the Muppets. I always love Fozzie.
Yeah,
Fozzie's love life is a little weird.
Yeah,
a little weird seeing. The thing between Kermit and Piggy, any relationship talk from the Muppets is weird. I find it a little weird.
But there were some jokes in there where I was just like, my God, did they just go? Because you and I, we're so used to these family-friendly, I don't want to say kid-friendly.
Yes.
But family-friendly Muppets. Even the Muppet Show kind of pushed the boundaries.
Yes.
But it was still kind of family friendly. This is not for kids.
Yeah, I think it's borderline.
Yeah.
It depends how old your kid is.
Yeah.
And therein lies the problem. The Muppets has always been much to me. It's much like the whole Bugs Bunny thing, where there's a bunch of different levels here.
Right.
It's working on the one level for the kids, but there's also things in there for adults. This is just slightly too adultish for the Muppets. Now, because it's really for us.
Yeah, it really is.
You're absolutely right. This is not for kids. And I don't think that they've been billing it for kids.
No, No, I agree with you there.
But I think that there's been some press today. I don't know if you've seen it. You know, that, like, the million moms aren't happy with the Muppets. And,
oh, God, really? No,
but see, here, I guess, is the quandary is, on one hand, it is the Muppets.
Yeah.
And people often, very often, confuse the Muppets with Sesame Street. They are not the same.
Yeah.
They're both Henson. They both came from Henson. They're not the same.
No.
And like you said, the Muppets is all edgy, maybe isn't the right word, but have been, could lean more to the adult side.
It was kind of like that. Well, you summed it up best. You mean it pretty much was Looney Tunes type of violence.
Yeah, esque, right.
Yeah, it was down to, you know, the explosions and people get smacked on the head. And
I think it's the adult themes in the show that make it too much of an adult show.
Yeah.
And that's the part that, you know, I'm not. It left nothing to feel uncomfortable. Just it didn't feel right. But on the other hand, there's a lot of stuff in there that was classic Muppets.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing with Scooter carting around Elizabeth Bags, I LOL'd.
Yeah.
that's the heart of the Muppets right there.
Yeah, that was the heart of the Muppets. But the same token, I don't want to know about Kermit's sex life.
Yes, that's it exactly. I think this piggy and him being separated, whatever it is okay.
Yeah.
And him having the girlfriend on the side, I think is, not on the side, but, you know what I'm saying, is funny. But you're right. Once they start innuending about, sex life, it's just, then it's too far. And that's my problem with the whole Fozzie and the human girlfriend thing. It was, I don't know. Then it's too adultish.
Yeah.
And then, if there's a line, I hope they can come back a little bit over that line and sort of leave that stuff.
It's funny because I feel that some Muppets can go cross that line, like with Rizzo the Rat, the way, you know.
Yes.
His character was always kind of like, kind of that kind of scumbag. I don't want to say scumbag.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Adultish.
Adultish. Yeah, but it's just like, and the sexual innuendos coming from him didn't bother me that much.
No.
But I was like, but that's Rizzo.
Yes.
That's not Kermit. Kermit is almost like, at least in the Muppet era, he was almost like the Charlie Brown of the bunch.
Yeah. Like he's almost asexual.
Yeah.
And you always knew that he was with Piggy, but there was a whole asexual thing about it.
Yeah, he didn't really want to think about it and stuff.
Man. And that, I totally agree with you. And I think if they kind of roll that stuff back, I think the heart of the show is still there.
Yeah, I mean, Gonzo was another one, because you knew he slept with the chickens, so it's just like, if he uses sexual independence with chickens, I think that would be funny.
Yeah.
But this is, it seemed out of character for Kermit, kind of.
Yeah, I agree, and that's what I was trying to say about Fozzie. It's too out of character.
Yeah.
But, like, the part with Dr. Bunsen tasing a beaker, that scene, he's like, yeah, I got rubber gloves on. I LOL'd.
Because that's classic Muppets.
Exactly. And it doesn't matter that they're doing this talk show. It's not the environment. It's like you said, it's the adult situations that the main characters are in. That we just don't need to know about. And I think they can still pull off this whole documentary style thing that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They just need to dial back the adultness of it.
Yeah.
And I really hope they do. It's a lot like Superman, but for a different reason. They just don't know how to write the Muppets. They don't know how to contemporize the Muppets for our audiences, whether they're aiming for adults or they're aiming for kids, there's that sweet spot that, for whatever reason, they can't seem to hit.
Well, I think that, unfortunately, that's the fault of Jim Henson. You look at the Muppet show, very, you know, adult situations for its time. Very, you know, it's got some laughs that kids would have at it,
yeah.
But most of the jokes are only adults are going to get.
Yeah.
And after that, they go to the Muppet movie. straight family picture. They don't cross any lines like they did in the Muppet Show.
Yeah,
And then for the next couple of movies are all they. That's when they started getting associated with kids. And that's the problem.
Yeah, maybe that's what the problem is. They
got too caught up in the kid market. That was the problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, the Muppet Show was PBS is also was showing this documentary on Jim Henson that I happened to catch.
Yeah.
Brand new documentary just made this year, so it was just kind of gotten to Henson's head, and that's pretty much what he was trying to go for with the Muppet Show.
He was leaning toward more toward an adult audience.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, he pulled it off at the time.
Right.
But then, you know, for some reason, they decided to do a family film for the Muppet movie.
Yeah. Okay. I guess I kind of understand that because they're trying to reach a wider audience.
Yeah.
But even in this case, but even if that is the case, and he's trying to hit more of an adult-oriented audience, this is too adult.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just the times that we live in, the complicated times that we live in, and you and I and our generation have this romanticized version of the Muppets in our head.
Of course.
Where they were, like, asexual, and Henson's real target was I don't know. I'm not so much blaming the writers in this. I'm just, like I said, maybe it's the times that we live in that they can't get that sweet spot.
Could be.
Because, I mean, I don't really recall the last Muppet Show, that one updated one. I mean, it was...
Oh, Muppets Tonight.
Yeah, I know I maybe watched an episode of it, and I didn't care for it at all.
No, it was very forgettable.
And to me, that didn't have any heart of the Muppets. This, at least, has... You know, like I said, that Muppet tangibility in there.
Yeah, I mean
that show did not.
I mean, I think with this, it's the supporting characters also help out a lot. Like Waldorf and Statler in the audience.
Yeah,
you kind of need that.
Yes.
It is an
update to the Muppet Show. The show the Muppets are putting on in the '70s, and I like that.
It's just.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give it a couple more episodes and see how it is.
I hope they can pull it off.
You know, so do I, but like you said, it's just, they got to find that sweet spot.
Yeah, they got to find the audience. I think if they can find the audience, dial that back a little bit, find the audience, it'll be okay.
I felt like that was the problem with the first Muppet film, too. It's just like the one by Jason Segel.
Yeah, exactly.
I felt like that missed the mark, too.
That one was, like, trying too hard. And yeah. I think maybe that's the problem, too, is that they're trying too hard to be an update. I don't know what an updated Muppet Show is.
Yeah, I know. But it was definitely Segel. I mean, he loved the Muppets. He was definitely romanticizing them in his film.
Yeah, and he wrote that, right?
He wrote it, yeah.
He wrote it, yeah.
So, I mean, that's why he's in 90% of the film.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, he wrote it and, you know, I don't know.
That one was okay. I didn't see the sequel to it.
I haven't got a chance to see episode 2 yet.
So, I can't speak to that one, but I mean, it was okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything, like I said, I think it's a combination of a lot of things. It's us getting older. It's, you know, longing for something that's gone, is clearly gone. I mean, that era that the Muppets came in, and maybe this is also the problem, that era when the Muppets were hot is gone.
But at the same time,
the cultural era is gone, and maybe the Muppets just don't translate to this era that we live in now. I don't know.
Maybe, but I mean, at the same token, I mean, given a choice, I mean, would you rather watch a rerun of the old Muppet Show or watch this new show? I mean, I'd rather watch the rerun, even though I've seen it 1,000 times.
I don't know.
I'd still rather watch the rerun and laugh my ass off, you know. It's...
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. I think I could maybe sit better judge if this was a full season,
right?
And then you know, or we get like 6 episodes, and it's like, eh. Then I could say I'd rather watch. I mean, I think for the first outing, it wasn't bad at all.
No.
You know, come next week, you know, if they're still pushing those adult boundaries, and then it's like, eh, I mean, I'll watch it, but you, like you said, maybe I'd rather watch the original.
Yeah, I mean, it really is going to depend on how it goes. You just can't keep doing the same jokes every week.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a tougher audience these days, and, you know, I mean, look how many other shows are on the air that push the boundaries when it comes to comedy.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, but that's not the kind of show that pushes boundaries.
No.
So, and that is the problem. Again, it goes back to them trying too hard to make a Muppet show for today.
Yeah.
I think, and I don't know how you do it, you just make a Muppet show, and that's it. And then the audience will come.
Yeah.
And how you make a Muppet show, I don't know.
No, I don't have a clue either.
So, but we've beaten this to death. What I want to talk about with you, because I purposely did not ask your opinion of this. What'd you think of Red Tornado?
Oy.
Now, you posted it on our board.
Yeah.
And I purposely didn't comment on it. I didn't ask you.
I didn't comment on it either. I was just like, here it is.
I don't know, man.
It's...
The first thing I thought when I saw it was what we were talking last week about Diggle. How... Yeah. When you look at a picture, when you look at a still, you can pick it apart. It's so easy to pick it apart. But when you see it in action, it's a little bit different. That's the first thing I thought here.
But it's just...
It's not strong, man.
No,
I hate saying it. I really... It's not good.
Look how many... how much stuff they hit of Paul Bettany as the Vision. And then, I don't know about you, but I was very underwhelmed when I saw his look.
What, by the Vision?
By the Vision.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't crazy about it, but at least he take away the color scheme and all that other bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
He at least looked, I don't want to say look at the android, this just looks like a guy with makeup on, with headgear.
He looks like a cosplayer.
Exactly. Bettany at least... It was seamless. His costume and his face was seamless, looked seamless to me, as compared to Red Tornado, which, like you just said, was not a good cosplayer.
No, it's just, I mean, you look at it, it's just like there's some kind of, you can see the spandex underneath.
Yeah.
The gap between the head and the neck. Whatever these pieces are. And then if you look at the shoulders, I mean, at the elbows, I'm not sure. I don't even get started on the shoulders. But at the elbow, there's like a nut there. It's supposed to be like, but it just looks.
Okay, so there's no cape.
I don't have a problem with that.
This is why I have a problem with it. Because this is too much goddamn maroon. Whatever color you want to call this. And the blue of his cape would offset that. So I hope they're going to CGI a cape in this guy.
Yeah.
If they decide not to, I don't know. I don't think that the helmet piece is too bad or whatever the hell you want to call it.
No, the rest of the costume just looks like shit.
It's his face. It's just, it's not, like I said, it doesn't have that seamless look about it. And then the rest of the costume does. It looks like, I don't know. I don't know. What I was going to say is, I wonder if they put this out there looking for
a reaction. It could be because...
just to get some feedback.
I've gotten nothing about Supergirl, and this was the first time I've gotten a press release about Supergirl, this image.
So do you get that impression that maybe they put this out here...
To judge? Yeah. Yes. I think so, but it's also... way too lit.
This is the one fucking... I almost want to say that somebody did this on purpose.
Yeah,
somebody did not like this and is trying to prove to somebody else that this is terrible. That's what I think is going on here.
I mean, like you said, all I can do is hope is when we see it in motion...
Yes.
It looks better.
Maybe there's some CGI involved.
Yeah, it's something.
Maybe they do something about his face. Like you said, it's softer. I don't know.
It's just...
not good.
No, it really does look like bad cosplaying. It really just... Ugh.
Do you think if... I honestly think It's the makeup on his face.
Yeah, I don't think that helps.
Do you think if that was different, if they somehow changed that, do you think that would kind of help it?
I think they should have kept the original. Like, the past couple looks have always been not a face, but like the just kind of like a helmet.
Yes.
With the slits in it.
Yes. Agreed. Totally.
That would have been better, but I mean, but the interesting thing about this is the actor, Ido Goldberg.
Yes.
They have him listed, I don't know if he's an android here. Well, I think the actor's playing both, he's playing T.R. Morrow.
Yes.
In the comics who created Red Tornado. And
I think they're being vague about it.
The description is it says Goldberg's character is described as follows: Red Tornado is the most advanced android in the world, advanced android the world has ever seen. Designed by T.R. Morrow for the U.S. Navy as an ultimate super weapon, he soon becomes sentient, posing a grave danger to national city, including the people Supergirl cares about most. I think it kind of makes sense for an actor to play both the creator and the monster.
Yes.
Because it would, you know, just knowing Morrow from the books, he's very egotistical.
Yes.
So why wouldn't he make it in his own image?
Right.
So that kind of makes sense.
They seem to be vague about it for some reason. Like, is he playing two parts here, or is he playing one part? Do you need to follow me like here? Is he playing Morrow and Red Tornado as two different people? Or do they get melded together for some reason?
That I don't know. Like I said, I can only read, you know, the description that I have. And
I know. Very vague. This whole thing with this guy is weird.
Yeah, because with the press release, it said, it's, you know, CBS released a first look image of Ido Goldberg as Dr. T.O. Morrow, a.k.a. the Red Tornado. So does Morrow become the Red Tornado? It's just like, see,
I don't know.
Or is it the actor going to be playing two different parts? I mean, you know, what's the deal here?
The other thing that I thought was maybe there are some characters that don't need or can't be brought to TV. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That maybe, you know, maybe Red Tornado works for movies, but maybe he doesn't work for TV.
But at the same token, I mean, it's, you look at Supergirl or Superman's villain base, not a lot of them are that powerful. We're talking about, you know.
Yeah, but Tornado isn't bad, is he?
He started out bad.
Red Tornado does.
Yeah, he starts out bad and then gains sentience and decides to, you know, goes against his creator.
Okay. Well, I guess, you know, looking at the cartoon pictures of Tornado,
mm-hmm.
I think they could have done the costume way differently and probably should have.
Yeah, I mean, especially that faceplate.
Yeah.
Instead of seeing his face, I think actors in their fucking FaceTime. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think I totally agree with you here, and it definitely needs the blue cape.
I'm sorry. I think if anything's going to ruin the superhero film, it's going to be actors' FaceTime.
Yeah.
I really feel that way. I'm just like, you know, Andrew Garfield, you know, not keeping on the, you know, and Tobey Maguire, neither one of them keeping on the goddamn mask. You know, Chris Evans not keeping on the mask. It's just, why play a superhero with a mask if they're not going to wear the mask?
I agree. Yeah, I agree with you.
I don't get it. I really don't.
They make a ton of money and they want their faces out there.
They'll argue it's just because then you can't see the true emotion in the face. I'm like, oh, that's bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. You got that right.
That is bullshit.
So, how about that?
I mean, that's one of the good things about Deadpool. You know, you're going to be able to see his reaction because they did do the CGI on his eyes.
On his eyes, right.
So you're going to see, like, a reaction. I'm hoping you'll see, like, you know, this some kind of weird, you know, thing.
They got to do it because that's what he's all about.
Yeah, but he seems to be willing to wear the costume and the mask. But we do have some good, at least there's one kind of win for somebody over in DC.
Yeah, what's that?
And not DC Comics, Bill Finger finally getting the credit he deserved.
I figured you'd be happy about this. I thought this was cool.
It starts with tonight's episode of Gotham.
Yeah.
It's supposed to say on there both Bob Kane and Bill Finger.
And on the movie too, Batman vs Superman, he's gonna
He's gonna get credit and stuff.
So what made them add this? What was the, do you know what the push was finally?
There was a real grassroots push for Bill Finger for the longest time.
Yeah.
Started with an autobiography back in 89 called Batman and Me, and it was just, there was another biography book by author Mark Tyler Nobleman called Bill the Boy Wonder.
Okay.
And it started, you know, that's what started this entire grassroots campaign and people going against DC and saying, you know, give Finger some credit. It wasn't all Bob Kane. And then, you know, things started to come out of the woodwork where people found out it wasn't just Bob Kane.
Yeah.
So DC finally, you know, better later than never. But they released, and this was an exclusive to The Hollywood Reporter, and it was a PR thing from The Hollywood Reporter, you know, from Diane Nelson, the president of DC.
Yeah.
But, you know, now I gotta wonder if they're, you know, fine, they're giving the acknowledgement, they're gonna give any cash to the family?
Oh, they must. Don't you think?
That's the big question.
It must be. That's probably why they didn't do it all this time.
These companies can be scumming. I mean, look at the Man of Steel, how many times they danced around the name Superman.
Yeah.
Or this upcoming, you know, we saw the pilot episode of Supergirl. Is that going to be the entire season so they don't have to do a payout?
I don't know. I swear to God, I hope that's not what the case is.
I don't claim to understand corporate politics. I really don't. I just think it's bullshit when, you know, you got somebody create something.
Gotta give credit.
You gotta give credit where credit's due. And I'm starting to see it more and more with different things. More of the modern characters than the older characters, though.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, you know, every time Cyborg's in something, I see it created by Marv Wolfman and George Perez. That's not a problem. Superman, you know, that's an issue. Batman.
You know, and the other thing is, and maybe this is another reason why they haven't done it, the more credit they give these guys, you're going to have to go back and do it for everybody.
Right.
Everybody else that they haven't given credit to, that means they're going to have to give credit to those creators, which means they're going to have to pay money to those creators as well.
Yeah. Finger was just, how great the freaking Joker, for God's sake.
I know.
Not just Batman, but the Joker, too. I don't understand it.
Well, he's getting credit, and I think it's kind of cool. I wonder if they're going to go back in Gotham in last season and add his name to those credits. Or are they just going to do it going forward?
I think they'll probably just do it forward.
Okay.
Because, I mean, the DVD, the Blu-ray is already out.
Right.
So I can't see them going. I can see them doing it in reruns.
Yeah, tacking it on.
Yeah, reruns have, like, little, they have separate credits. Not the same credits as when the prime time is, so I could see them adding it to the reruns, but I can't see them going back to those old episodes.
And tag it, yeah.
Yeah.
I just wondered.
Yeah, definitely.
It makes sense going forward, or if they reissue anything.
Definitely when it's in syndication.
Yeah.
You'll definitely see Bill Finger. I'm willing to put money on that.
Yeah.
For that first season, but I don't think going back. What it doesn't mention, I'm really curious because one of the things they're going to show at New York Comic Con is a new Batman animated feature and a new Lego superhero animated feature.
And you think he's going to have credit on there?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering.
I guess it all matters in, you know, where they were at in production. And now that they've made a decision, is it like everything going forward, starting now, will have his name on it?
Yeah.
You know, whatever's being re-released is going to have his name on it. I mean, because honestly, you can't bring back everything that's out. That, like you just said, they just released all those DVDs. They're not going to pull all those DVDs in to stamp his name on them.
No. And, I can understand why the press release says only Gotham and Superman versus Batman, because let's face it, in terms of, those are the most visual things.
Yeah.
To us. I mean, it's, we'll probably end up starting seeing comics now.
In the book going forward.
In the book going forward, yeah. Yeah, I don't know when this edict was announced and how their publishing schedule works, so I can't say when we might see it in comics.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna assume we're gonna start seeing it in comics. I can't, you know, I'm not too sure about this next Batman animated film, though.
Which one is it?
Pretty much Batman Incorporated.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's not what they're calling it. But it has Batwoman in it, and Batwing.
I was going to say, is Batwing in it?
Yeah, Batwing's in it. His costume looks completely different. Again, it's just...
Batwing's does.
Yeah. He doesn't have a full face mask. It's a cartoon. I'm like, you can't give him a full face mask.
There's his actors again.
yeah, Batman Bat Blood is what it's called, yeah.
Huh.
It's, I don't know, I don't know about you, but I just haven't been impressed with any of these new 52 Batman animated features.
No, I can't say that I've watched many of them. I think the last one I saw was, I think we saw an Aquaman one.
Yeah.
And then maybe the Flashpoint Paradox.
I mean, I watch them because I do end up getting them. And, yeah. You know, I didn't like Batman and Son. I didn't like Batman versus Robin. I'm not really looking forward to this one. I'm not a fan of the voice casting, honestly. I'm not saying I want Kevin Conroy back. I understand wanting a new actor for a new generation.
Yeah.
But
he's doing everything. I mean, come on. The guy's still doing everything.
Yeah, but Jason Mraz or whatever, yeah. Jason Mars.
Yeah, that's the other guy.
Whatever his name is.
Not the singer.
Not the singer. I just, I'm not impressed with this Batman. It's just so one tone.
Yeah.
You know, everybody else, it's just like, Christ, even Dieter Belder when he was doing a goofy in Batman Brave and the Bold has had different inflection. Just this new guy just has no inflection.
Yeah.
I find him just very monotone.
Yeah.
I can't get into it. You know damn well I'm going to be watching this next one because they'll send it to me.
There's another little bit of news that you should be pretty happy about. I guess.
Depends. Depends.
Some qualifications being said.
Yes.
Blue Beetle and Booster Gold getting a movie.
Possible.
Not a TV show. A movie.
Rumor.
Of course it's a rumor. You're right about that.
But I think as long as...
Yeah, they cannot... Listen, before you even say it, there's no way they're bringing the Kid Beetle in.
Oh, God.
Not with Booster Gold or not.
No, it's... If they do this right, this would be... Headquarters. Yeah, if they do, you know, if they do it right, it could be a nice breath of fresh air. Like how Guardians of the Galaxy was kind of funny and action-packed.
Exactly. That's what this movie is.
Yeah, that's what these two can be.
Absolutely. It's a buddy movie, man. Through.
Like Bing Crosby and Bob Hope type of film. Yeah. On the road, something, you know, maybe through time or something. I don't know.
Oh, my God, dude. I'm ready for this movie. You'd say that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's just, the you know... Obviously, you know, Booster's the idiot, and Ted's got to be the straight man.
Yeah.
And that's the way you do it. I mean, I was never a big fan of the Justice League International, but I did always like the way, I did appreciate, I don't want to say like, but I appreciated the way those two, the writers always made those two play off each other, and they played off of each other like a comedy duo, like Crosby and Hope and Abbott and Costello and, you know, Laurel and Hardy and all these great comic teams, you know, Cheech and Chong. These two played off of each other very well.
Yeah. And actually, it sounds like that's the direction they're heading.
Yeah.
Superhero buddy cop
movie. Yeah. Which would be
awesome.
It's easy to fit into this DC universe.
Yeah.
And yet be different.
Some much needed comedy relief.
Yeah.
Much needed. I think this is a good choice. Hopefully they go through it. And I don't see any way, shape, or form. I don't think you have anything to worry about with that kid Blue Beetle at all.
Whoever is doing this movie needs to stop watching comic movies and start watching movies like 48 Hours, Bad Boys,
yes.
Cop Out, those type of, hell, even Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
They need to start watching those type of films that blend action and humor.
Yeah.
They need to stop, you know, stay away from superheroes. Look at those films and then figure out how to insert the hero.
Right, exactly. Write the movie.
Right.
For the normal buddy, and then figure, like you just said, figure out how the superpowers work.
Right. That's how it needs to be done.
That's just the icing on the cake is the superhero part.
Yeah. And it's just, oh, it really could go either way. I'm got my fingers crossed.
I don't know. I out of everything so far that DC's putting out movie-wise, I think it's good. And I have no love for either one of these characters. I mean, I take them or leave them.
Yeah.
Especially Blue Beetle. I know you're a big fan. I care more about Booster Gold, but I don't have any, you know, love or hate for Blue Beetle. But a good movie, man, makes me care about both these guys. Just like the fucking Guardians of the Galaxy. Didn't give a shit about any of those characters. You put out a good movie. Well, the next thing I know, I want to put T-shirts on with Guardians of the Galaxy on it.
And it's just, you know, with
it's all, simple.
And especially with all the, you know, all the rumors, well, not rumors, but reports about how dark this DC universe is and how dark they want
they're
it.
They're happy about it. I mean, not that they're like almost, they're gloating about it.
Yeah. So to have this one separate thing in the same universe, it would be hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, I could just, I don't know why, I could just see the two of them like, you know, you, with the time travel, okay, let's go help Superman when he first shows up, and then you just see the two of these idiots running, and the buildings crashing in the background, like, and screaming at the top of their lungs, like, ah!
Yeah, exactly.
Trying not to get squashed.
You know what, man? I already got my money. I'm seeing that movie.
You take my money now.
Exactly. And then just traveling, like you said, traveling through time, different periods, getting back to wherever the fuck they had to go, do whatever they gotta do, fix shit. Oh my god, it's the perfect recipe.
I know.
I'm so there. God, I'm so there.
It would...
It's printing money.
It really is.
Seriously.
And it's just... It needs it. It really does need that.
Yeah. The DC Universe needs... It's like you said, it's a breath of humor, fresh air that needs.
Well, you know, now I'm... You know, I just read right before we got on, is they're talking, Snyder's now saying that Batman v Superman is going to be actually, it's going to be Man of Steel 2.
No, wait a minute, okay, before we go into that, I just saw the headline.
Yeah, I just saw the headline myself, I didn't get a chance to read it.
When all this stuff started happening, you know, they were coming together, the movie, when this movie was coming together, it was Man of Steel 2. And then they started backing, before the title was thrown out there, they started backing off of that a little bit, and then they called it Batman vs. Superman. They totally backed away from Man of Steel 2.
Yeah.
Now, from what one of the headlines I read was that he isn't necessarily calling this Man of Steel 2, but he's calling it a quasi-Man of Steel 2.
Yeah.
Why? I don't get it. Why? Why does he have to go out of his way? Because... is he addressing the rumors that the Man of Steel 2 movie was put on hold? Is that what he's doing here?
Could be.
Really, I mean, otherwise, why even address it? Who gives a fuck?
I don't know. It goes.
It's got to be that.
It's just like, you know, it's just like, hey, we're DC Comics. We created Superman, but it's all Batman all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And honestly, and I think originally that is why they started backing off on Man of Steel 2, because they put Batman's name first.
Yeah.
Look, no matter what, Superman, it should have been Superman versus Batman. Everybody knows it.
That's how it was in the beginning.
That's the name of the movie.
They did it
because, like you just said, it's everything Batman. And I don't necessarily have a problem with it, but...
Well, you heard, you know, what we talked about last week is how they're adding more Batman to it.
Well, and now it definitely... Don't, you know what, if you're adding more Batman, now with even more Batman, or Superman, now with even more Batman, you can't call that a quasi-Man of Steel 2. You can't.
God, it's just,
if anything, you call it a Batman movie. This is obviously a Batman movie starring Superman. That's what this movie is.
And even though you see Wonder Woman there, she comes up getting screwed in the credits.
if she's got a shit role, I'll be really surprised. If she's got more than 10 lines, I'll be surprised.
God, talk about the short straw there.
Yeah. But honestly, the movie isn't Batman vs. Superman vs. Wonder Woman.
No.
I mean, they are the Trinity, but they did not build it that way.
No.
She's going to have a bit role, and that is it. So if anybody is expecting more than that, look, I said from the beginning, I'm surprised she's even going to be in a fucking costume. I'm really surprised that she's going to be in a costume.
So many rumors around the internet about who she's in the middle of fighting in the trailer.
Yeah.
I'm seeing things like, it's Michael Shannon back as, you know, mutated Doomsday type of thing.
Is that what that is? Oh, I heard something else. Oh, my God, I heard Brainiac. Did you see that?
Yeah, I heard Brainiac. I also heard Metallo from somebody.
Oh, my God. You know what? Listen, please stop. Just please stop with the rumors. I can't handle another hero / villain in this movie. I can't. It'll be awful. I really hope that they're not cramming all this history into this fucking movie.
It seems like they are.
It does, doesn't it? It's like, it's either, I mean, most of this has to be fanboys jerking each other off.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it has to be.
Well, like I always say, you get, you know, fanboys, 2 + 2 = 5.
But we already know that Michael Shannon's in the movie. In some way.
In some way.
We don't know how, but he's already in the movie.
Probably, I wouldn't be surprised if one of Snyder's famous fucking flashbacks.
Okay, but, alright, makes sense, whatever. A Doomsday, I've heard enough that I could believe that he's in this movie. Now, you got Lex in it already as a bad guy?
Yeah.
Fucking Brainiac? I mean, come on! How much of a DC and then every fucking hero has been associated with it. I mean, you got Aquaman's. I mean, even if they're just
cameos,
it's too much.
Aquaman, Cyborg. I'm hearing you look on IDB. See, this is a problem also because you got sites like IMDb are, you know, fan controlled.
Yeah.
Some idiot put in their Green Lantern.
Wait a minute, is IMDb fan controlled?
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure if it was more official than Wiki.
No, it is official, but, you know, people can still edit it. I mean,
okay.
There are editors there.
Okay.
But anybody can add shit to it.
Okay.
So somebody added Green Lantern. I was just like, what?
No, oh, no, please no.
Someone also added The Flash, and they said Ezra Miller, and I'm like, he's not in the fucking movie.
What about that guy with those things on his ankles, Brian? What's the deal with that guy?
Still don't know.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, Snoot.
Yeah, he had the green screens on his
legs, and
yeah,
he's still being listed as nothing.
Nothing, huh?
It just says his name, and you go to the right, and there's nothing there.
Metallo. God, I hope not.
I'm still sticking by Professor Hamilton. I'm still sticking by that.
Okay, I don't have a problem with that.
No,
I don't. That's fine.
But people thought the Flash one was the green.
Listen, I have... Oh, well, we can talk about this. We can segue into this. I am still not crazy about Ezra Miller being the Flash. I mean...
No.
Grant Gustin, he's the fucking Flash. He's the Flash. But, however, at least DC has come out and said they're separate.
Yeah.
I think they made the right decision here. And they're not crossing. You can have separate universes.
So that means
they can now put Batman on these shows, mm-hmm. and they can put Superman on these shows. There's no reason for them to say they can't say, oh, we can't because he's in this movie.
No, they won't.
No, you can do it now because you said they're separate universes.
Yeah, but they won't do it for legal reasons because that means a payout every time they have to show up.
Oh, my God, Brian. And then, you know what they could do? Oh, my God, this is so awesome. They could have Grant Gustin vibrate into the cinematic universe and be Flash. Come on, man. I don't care what this Ezra Miller's in. He's not the fucking Flash.
No, he's not.
He's not. I'm sorry.
We have our Flash.
Yeah.
Just like we have our Green Arrow.
Yeah. Anyway, getting back to Zack Snyder.
Oh, God, what a dick.
You know, let me ask you something. Is this all an extension of the whole Marvel versus DC thing? Is that all this is?
I think, Snyder fired the first shot.
Well, I mean, everybody's been going back and forth.
Going back and forth. But it's always been like, you know, a running joke, but none of the directors have really said anything. It's always been the actors, you know, but, you know, the actors say something, it's just like, all right, fine, fuck it, you know, company loyalty, whatever.
All right.
You know, it's just like, you know, but they're not good. They didn't get as ugly as fucking Snyder saying, you know, Batman and Superman are not like the flavor of the week Ant-Man.
Which, by the way, I think made $400 billion this past weekend.
Yeah, and the fact...
$400 million, something ridiculous.
Yeah, and the fact that Marvel is willing to take these chances.
Yeah.
Unlike, I mean, fuck it, even Iron Man was a huge chance, and they took that chance.
Well, DC's taking chances, man. They're making these moody movies.
Yeah. We got Batman v Superman.
And they're taking chances. They're putting more Batman. Your Batman versus Superman. That's a chance.
Yeah, more Batman in Suicide Squad too.
Now it's more Batman. And
now with more Batman. 85% more Batman.
Oh my god. Ribbed for the director's cut. Yeah. Now with 85% more Batman.
Ribbed for your pleasure.
You know, they could just have Batman play all the parts.
Yeah. Like Batman.
It's a one-man show starring Batman.
Well, Kevin Smith would be behind it because he always said, fuck it, get Affleck.
Oh, God.
No shots at Affleck. I do like the guy. I'm not knocking Affleck. I got no problem with him playing Batman. I still have an issue with an older Batman, but that's neither here nor there. It's
honestly, I don't have a problem with him playing Batman. It's whatever. You know, I'll tell you what the problem is. It's too long. That trailer came out, I don't know how long ago it's been, but when that trailer came out, I was like, yeah, you know what, this movie's not so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But there hasn't been anything since. It's still, like we said last week, it's still 6 months to the movie, and now I'm getting angry again. It's too long, man.
At least we got a trailer for this. I don't understand why the fuck Disney hasn't released the fucking Civil War trailer that showed at D23.
Yeah, nothing, not a tease, nothing.
Nothing.
Maybe in New York they show something, right? Not likely.
No. It'll probably be attached to... even money will be attached to Star Wars.
You know, you're probably right about that. I'm with you on that. You know, wait a minute. But that's still... You don't think they'll have something before then?
I don't know.
Oh, I know when. Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Rose Bowl.
They'll have something Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Rose Bowl. Is that the Rose Bowl? I don't know, football.
Thanksgiving Day Parade, whatever.
Yeah, whatever it is.
You'll have something that day.
It'll be something for one of the football games. But, you know, back on topic. Way off. You know, Snyder makes a dick thing about, you know, Ant-Man being the flavor of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Sebastian Stan, who plays the Winter Soldier, got pissed off.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, thanks, Zach. That's great. Way to do something original. But I would say we're still making something very original in our own way. I mean, the Russos are coming in and taking some people are used to and shaping it and changing it in a very different way. They're not trying to mimic a better Christopher Nolan film or something like that.
Oh,
boom.
Man.
I'm sorry. In this Civil War, I'm with Stan.
That's you know, to me, Zach shouldn't say anything right now until that fucking movie's out.
No, that's the thing. It's just like he should have just kept his fucking mouth shut. Yeah, you know, like I said, the good nature ribbon between actors and this shit, that's one thing.
You know what? Get the movie out there, and when it makes $1 billion, then make it a crack. Hey, you know what? We're on your tail now, Marvel. We're coming up. To your left. That's what he should have said. Oh, my God, on your left.
On your left. Oh, my God.
See, your movie gets out there, you make half $1 billion, and you bring everybody together. Hey, Marvel, on your left.
On your left. Jesus. Oh, that would have been cool, you know.
That would have been. It's classy. It's funny. Oh, God.
Get the entire cast, yeah. Oh, man. That would have been
on your left.
On your left.
Fucking awesome.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Even if it doesn't make $1 billion, it gets, you know, it gets a lot of good buzz. It's a good movie. People like it. A lot of good press. You come out and say, hey, Marvel, on your left.
On your
left. Tweet it. It's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
You just take out Cap. You put in Superman. Or, no, I'm sorry. You put in Batman. And you say, have Batman say, on your left.
God.
Fucking brilliant. And if they do it, I'll be seriously pissed.
They owe you some money. You said it first.
I said it here.
We have a recording.
Movie passes.
But unfortunately, Snyder's on the left would be some kind of visual,
yeah,
slow mo hyper stylization mess that people would watch and go, "What is he trying to say to Marvel?"
Yeah, but let's hope the Blue Beetle thing and Booster Gold thing kind of take us away from that.
Please, I mean, I'm hearing rumors that, you know, one of the showrunners who does both Flash.
Oh, Berlanti.
Yeah, Berlanti is behind it.
Well, that's good news.
I hope to God this comes to fruition. I could care less if their costumes look so shitty, as long as it's a good fucking film.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I could care less if they're in costume, they don't wear the mask, they do. As long as that banter is there, I'll be a happy camper.
No, I want them in costume. They can just, it's not that hard to do.
Yeah.
They can do the movie right, put them in costume, and they can wear the mask. But I agree. Make them write the movie first about these two guys.
Yeah.
Figure out the superhero parts, and you got your movie.
Yeah, totally.
Hey, we're coming up to an hour, and I want to talk about something that I find pretty interesting.
All right.
If you have a comment on it. G.I. Joe inventor wants his rights back.
Yeah.
What is that all about?
That is such a...
Is this another, like, is it sort of a Bill Finger thing here?
The thing is, it's not, it's the creator of the original,
Kung Fu Grip.
Kung Fu Grip, 12 feet tall, G.I. Joe, not the 3¾ inches that
right.
most people know of.
Right.
This is the original bearded guy with, you know, like you said, Kung Fu Grip, you know,
right.
Bill Hare, the real American hero,
right.
Actually, you know, it was...
Did you say Brillo hair?
Yeah, Brillo hair. That's what he had!
I know! I was thinking, I'm like, why did you say that? That's funny. Okay.
Yeah, Stanley Weston, who's 82 now, he created the idea of, you know, the first male doll or action figure. I don't believe he coined the phrase. Somebody at Hasbro did coin the phrase action figure.
Okay.
Because they're afraid, you know, you can't say...
You can't call them dolls.
Can't call them dolls.
Absolutely.
Man, that's
even in 2015, you cannot call them dolls.
Yeah, how many times have you... What are you doing, you dolls? They're dolls! They're action figures! Shut up!
Yeah. But I digress.
But I digress. But he's pretty much suing for the rights, and it's like the value, you know, the franchise is valued at $100 million.
So he's suing Hasbro.
Yeah.
Or is him and his family, his estate, suing?
No, he's still alive.
Okay.
He was served a notice of termination from Hasbro.
Okay.
Because they acquired the rights, and he's seeking to exploit a 1970s change in copyright laws that allow authors or the heirs to grab back rights after 35 years from assignees.
Okay.
So it's been over 35 years,
yeah.
And because of this 1970 copyright law, he can go after them now to get the rights back.
So do you know what his end goal is? Like, does he...
Money. What do you think his end goal is? He's pissed off. He's a bitter guy who got fired, and he's pissed off.
Okay. So it's not like he's looking to do anything with G.I. Joe. It's not like he's looking to start a company, sell G.I. Joe, or lease the rights to somebody else.
Well, it's not like Hasbro is doing anything with G.I. Joe.
Yeah, well, anything productive, at least.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's the last movie bombed.
Yeah.
Tatum Channing did say a couple months ago that, you know,
it was the worst movie ever.
But, you know, it's, there are rumors that a third is being developed, but this, you know, lawsuit could stand in the way, but it's just, I don't know, it's just.
To me, a G.I. Joe movie is a slam dunk.
If they did it right.
I don't know how you can't get a G.I. Joe movie. You know, we're not talking Fantastic Four here.
No, well, the problem is the first movie got too techie.
Yeah.
Second movie still kind of techie. It's just like, my God, just, again, watch another film. Watch fucking Delta Force with Chuck Norris. There's your G.I. Joe.
And you just got to have the characters in there. You got to have Duke, Scarlet. You just got to have the characters. Like the guy, everybody knows.
My God, stop overcomplicating.
And Cobra. Fancy Cobra.
Yeah, it's just, oh my God, just stop overcomplicating things.
Yes, they're overthinking it. Exactly.
It's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
But, I mean, is really anybody asking for a third G.I. Joe movie?
No.
But I don't
that
think...
doesn't mean that a decent one can't be made.
No.
Or it's not a reason. Listen, they make every fucking thing else.
Yeah. Though I don't think it's the worst film that Tatum Channing has been on, because I heard Gambit ain't doing so well either.
Yo, so what is the deal with that?
Everybody fucking walked off. Pretty much the entire crew.
So the director walks off, right? And doesn't he say, he tells everybody to go home?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucked
up. And the entire thing, everyone just left.
Yeah, that's fucked up. That movie's really plagued at the moment.
Oh, God.
Or, I don't say at the moment, just in general.
But again, it's not a film anybody really wants either.
No, I know.
Is anyone really screaming for a Gambit film?
No, not particularly.
Deadpool, I get.
I'm surprised the X-Men still exist.
Well, all I have to say, I was in Walmart, and Marvel may be assholes, but they aren't dumb, because I am seeing a lot of clothing with Deadpool's face on it.
Oh, yeah? Have you really?
Yes.
Like, we've always been
out. New stuff. New stuff for the fall.
Okay. You talking like shirts and stuff?
Shirts and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, they are. I mean, seriously, how could they not?
They like I said, they made
it's printing fucking money. No matter who owns the property,
yep.
It's printing money.
They may be assholes, but they ain't dumb.
Yeah, seriously,
they ain't dumb. And I called it.
Let's go back to Daredevil and make a couple fucking Daredevil shirts.
No, here's the thing I can't understand, and I started trying to work on an article for it, but I started going back and doing some research.
Yeah.
It was announced right before the licensing show.
Yeah.
That they were going to be showing some Daredevil merchandise.
No shite.
But nothing ever came out of
the
licensing expo.
Do you think anything pops up in New York?
I don't know. I mean, it's a little late now. I mean, there was an official press release that said, and I have it in licensing magazine.
Yeah.
That's it. They were going to be showing all kinds of different companies that are working with them, toys, costumes, shirts. I mean, fucking Halloween's coming out. The only Daredevil costumes I see are in the standard ones.
What, the comic
version?
Yeah, the DD one?
Yeah, it's just...
I don't know. It's perplexing.
It really is. I mean, there was that rumor of someone had a picture of from a Walgreens computer. Walgreens, well, it was theorized that they were supposed to get a Daredevil wave. I'm seeing why Walgreens is jumping into the big action figures.
Of Marvel Legends?
Of Marvel Legends.
Really?
But it never came to fruition. I don't know. This is like, I can't figure this out. Why is there no merchandise for any of these Netflix shows?
I don't know.
Again, printing money.
It is. It's printing money. You might hate. Well, that's their property.
Yeah.
But as far as the Fox is concerned, you might hate that they hate they had the license, but fuck it, make some money.
Yeah. Don't be stupid.
Let's leave money on the table. Goddamn it! When has Disney ever left money on the table?
I don't think we'll see a. I think we may get like. I don't think we're going to get an entire wave of Deadpool figures from Hasbro, but I could see us getting a new one.
Yeah, like I definitely could see us getting a Diamond Select one.
Yeah.
Don't you? Well, maybe I don't know if it'll be a movie one. It could be a movie one. They do movie figures.
Well, they are printing out a. There is a Mego 3 pack, one of those Mego retro figure packs.
Yeah, that's coming out right around that time, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they, like I said.
And they did the Gotham figures.
Yeah, I mean, but like I said, I'll repeat it again. Marvel may be a bunch of assholes, but they ain't stupid.
Yeah.
Printing fucking money. This film is going to do fucking well at the box office. But you know every mother and their child is going to see a guy in a costume and get bent out of shape.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
What do you got going on this week? Anything good?
Working on a couple reviews, a couple articles. Not really much, to be honest with you. I'm like, at the time of this recording, I'm 17 days away from New York Comic Con.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so I'm in planning mode.
Yeah.
And that means schmoozy mode for press rooms and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to see about all that stuff, and that's my main focus for right now. Hmm. How about yourself?
Today I started undertaking this whole, sort of writing this article I've been thinking about for a long time. It's sort of, I don't know if it's a recap of Death of Superman. I don't know what the hell you want to call it, but I started writing it, and it's fucking long. So I cut it in half, and it's still fucking long. Well, anyway, hopefully at least the first part will be out this week. So it's sort of, I don't know, it's like a history lesson of Death of Superman. And again, I don't even know why. I've been thinking about it, and just today I started writing it, and like I said, it's fucking long. So that is what I've been working on.
Sure, I kind of felt about that, Grant Morrison article. I think I just got, it started getting a life of its own. I was just like, oh my God, I'm losing interest in this.
Well, you know what? Like I said, it was, I just wanted to do, at first I just wanted to talk about Death of Superman, but then when you talk about that, you have to talk about, I think, Funeral for a Friend,
yep.
And the Reign of Superman.
Yep.
So I'm thinking, okay, this is going to be, and this is going to be a little bit longer. I'll make it a couple pages, and that'll be the end of it. Well, I haven't even hit really the book coming out, book 75, Superman coming 75 coming out.
Yeah.
And I'm already up two parts. I'm like, fuck, man, this is going to be. I'm like, swear to God, Funeral for a Friend, Reign of Superman is one part. That's the end of it. I'm up to two parts right now.
God.
Anyway. You'll be able to check that out on the-newsbox.com. You can check Brian out on casterscorner.com.
Yes, sir.
And you can check us both out on the Fanboy Factor on fanboyfactor.com. You can check out all our old episodes on fanboyfactor.com.
We'll have to find out when those new episodes are coming out. Gotta go to Stitcher and you gotta go to iTunes. But there's only one true way to find out when those new episodes coming out is...
Son of a bitch, when are you going to subscribe?
Subscribe.
Subscribe. Come on. You'll find out automatically in your newsfeed, and you're enjoying us.
Yes. Don't make us send out our people.
Don't. Interns are at the ready.
Yes. We got Chris Brown at the ready.
Oh, shit. Don't make us send him out.
Yes.
Don't.
We got Donald Trump at the ready. We are ready, people.
Babies. All right, man. I'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir.
Later.